Yes! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be looking at the letter F. F says F. F says F. And I can't wait to do this with you. I just need you to remember that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end of the activity. All right, let's begin. We need to start by writing our name at the top of our paper. It's important that we know who you are. So write neatly too so we can read it. And I am Mrs. Oldham. That's who I am. And I'll be working with you today. When you have finished writing your name, put your pencil down. We're going to color first. We're not going to need our pencil for a while. So let's look at our page. There's a picture at the top. And in that picture, there are some objects that begin with our letter for today. They begin with the letter F, and they make the F sound at the beginning. So let's start looking. Do you know where we are in this picture? This is a picture of a what? What location is this? Yes, it's the farm. I hope you didn't say the ocean, because that would have been weird. That's a farm. And so what I would like to start out by doing is finding your red crayon, some kind of red crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect red. And let's color the barn red, because the barn is on the farm. So while we color this, let's talk about the farm. A farm is a place where animals are, and farmers are, and plants and vegetables are. Maybe you've been to a farm on a field trip, or maybe you live on a farm right now. I sure don't. Sometimes farms can be a little stinky, just letting you know that in case you've never been there. So farm begins with the letter F, and it says F, farm, F, farm, F. So boys and girls, I want you to try it. You say F, farm, F. Go ahead. F, farm, F. Very good. Farm begins with the letter F, and it also makes the F sound at the beginning. So another word that you might think begins with F and says F is this word. Ready? Is this a word that begins with F? From. From. Yes, it is. From begins with the F sound. F. Is this a word that begins with F? Ready? Bottle. Bottle. No, that doesn't begin with F. No way. All right, what about this one? Fit. Fit. Yes, that begins with F. What about this word? Fat. Fat. Yes, that begins with F. What about this word? Toe. Toe. No, that doesn't begin with F. No way. What about this word? Desk. Desk. Nope, that does not begin with the F sound. What sound does F make? F. F says F. All right, boys and girls, this barn on this farm is huge. I'm coloring the doors red too, but I left the window at the top open and blank. I didn't color that. It's okay if you did, but I just want you to know I did not. Okay, so we have from, fat, fit. These all begin with the letter F, and F says F, and farm, this location is the farm. It's not the ocean, because that would be weird. That doesn't look like the ocean, does it? Now, next to the barn is a round, tall-looking, rounded thing with a ladder. That's called a silo. We're not going to color that today. It's okay if you started to color it, but we're going to stop there and we're going to leave it alone. So take about 10 more seconds to color the barn on the farm. And then we're going to put down our red crayon and find something else in our picture that begins with the F sound. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Finished or not, please put down your crayon. All right, do you see another picture at the top of our page that might begin with the F sound and say F? I do too. I see a couple. Here's the one I want you to look for. Ready? Can you find the one that says or that looks or is fox? Fox. Do you hear the F sound at the beginning of fox? Fox. Yes. All right, find your orange crayon, some kind of orange crayon, and let's color the fox orange. Go ahead. So fox begins with the F sound just like farm. Fox, farm. They both say F at the beginning. So F, fox, F, F, fox, F. You say it. Good. F, fox, f. There's a fox on the farm that is friendly. What about the word friendly? Friendly. I hear the F sound at the beginning of friendly. Friendly fox on the farm. That's a friendly fox on the farm. I'm happy it's a friendly fox and not a scary fox. Fox and farm and friendly all begin with F. All right, I have finished coloring my fox. Have you? Take about 5 more seconds and then I would love for you to put down your orange crayon. Finished or not? 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls, should we color the grass? Does grass begin with the F sound? Grass. No, it sure doesn't. So we're going to leave the grass alone. How about flower? Flower. Yes, that begins with the F sound. Boys and girls, there are 2 flowers on your page. Let's color the tall one, the tall flower, some kind of pink. Can you find your pink crayon? Let's color the tall flower pink. So we'll color the flower part pink. And then go ahead and pick up your green crayon and color the stem and the leaf when you're ready. All right, so pink flower, and then we'll do green stem and leaves. We're just doing the tall flower. That's the part where you have to listen. We're just doing the tall flower, the bigger flower. When you're finished with the pink part of the flower, go ahead and find your green crayon, some kind of green crayon. And color the stem and the leaves. It has 2 leaves. And the stem is the tall, skinny part that holds the flower up. So flower begins with F, just like farm and fox. Flower. F, flower. F, flower. The farm has a friendly fox and a pretty flower. How about this? The farm has a friendly fox and a fabulous flower. Fabulous starts with F too, because F says F. F says F. All right, boys and girls, I'm finished coloring my tall flower. I have a pink top and a green stem and 2 leaves. I did not color the little flower. I left it alone. That's what I want you to do, too. Okay, you can put your crayons down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Finished or not, please put your crayon down. Thank you. All right, boys and girls, should we color the cloud? Does cloud start with F? Cloud. No, we're going to leave it alone. Should we color the ladder? Ladder. No, we're going to leave it alone. What about frog? Yes, let's color the frog. Find some kind of a green crayon and let's color the frog green. Frog begins the same way as farm and friendly fox and fantastic, fabulous flower. Frog begins the same way. F, frog, f, f, frog, f. You do it. Good job. F, frog, f. The farm has a friendly fox, a fabulous flower, and a fantastic frog. That is a good farm to have all of those things. I don't know where the cows are, but that's okay because sometimes cows make the farms stinky. Shh, but it's true. When you have finished coloring your frog, you may put down your green crayon. I'm finished, so I'm going to put down mine. I'll give you all 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Find your pencil. We are going to do some writing at the bottom. Let's look at number 1. At the bottom, number 1. Boys and girls, if you go across, there are 3 capital F's in a row. That's an uppercase F, or we can say capital F. Let's trace them together. We're on number 1, and we're going across, not down, across. Ready? Number 1, trace the capital F. F, move over, trace it. F, move over, trace it. F, move over. There's nothing there to trace. We're still on number 1, but there's no more F's to trace. It's a blank line. What should you do? Yes, write your very own capital F or uppercase F. Go ahead. Move over, practice it again. Write your own uppercase F, capital F. And then move over. We're on the last one. Write a capital F all by yourself. Capital F says F. Okay, so you have 3 traced capital F's and 3 capital F's that you wrote on your own. Now let's do number 2. There are 3 lowercase F's in a row because we're going across. Let's trace them. Start on number 2. Ready? Here we go. F, F. Scoot over. Trace it. F, F. Scoot over. Trace it, F, F, scoot over. It's blank. Oh my goodness, I don't know what I should do. What should I do? Yes, please write your own lowercase F. And then move over and do it for a second time. Write your own. And then last, do it one more time, F. All right, so you should have 3 lowercase f's traced and 3 lowercase f's on your own. Let's look at number 3. Boys and girls, number 3 has a whole string of dark black letters going across. I want you to look for the capital, the uppercase f's, and circle them. Just on number 3, find all the capital f's that you can. We're not circling the F's that we traced or the F's that we wrote. We're just on number 3. We're circling the dark black ones. How many capital F's did you circle? Me too. I have 3 circled also. Okay. Stay on number 3, the dark black letters, and look for the lowercase F's and circle the lowercase F's. Circle as many as you find. Leave the other letters alone. Don't circle the ones we traced and the ones we wrote. We're not doing those. We're doing number 3. Okay, dark black letters, lowercase f. How many did you circle? Me too. 3 of them. So we have 3 capital F's and 3 lowercase F's all on number 3. Huh. Okay, last part, number 4. There are some pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture. I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter F and says F. Ready? Number four. Feet. Feet. Did you circle it? Yes, because feet begins with the F sound. The next picture is key. Key. No, leave it alone. The next picture is mailbox. Mailbox. Does that begin with F? No, leave it alone. The next picture is feather. Feather. Yes, circle the feather. It begins with F. The next picture is pie. Pie. No, leave it alone. And the last picture is football. Football. Did you circle it? Me too, because football begins with the letter F. So our three pictures are feet, feather, football. They all begin with the letter F. Boys and girls, we did it! We did the whole thing. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.